What's happening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages? Will Hayes, the habitual line stepper from The Smoke here. I just want to let you know about a dope podcast that we here at The Smoke have been listening to. It's called The Non-Experts Podcast, hosted by Romero and Chris. Basically, two dudes who have absolutely zero business telling other people what they think. But thank goodness that they do, because we get a fantastic journey into the nonsensical, the bizarre, and the funny side of popular culture. Definitely a podcast that we over here have been enjoying, especially the This Week in Florida segment, where they just take a headline from a Florida newspaper and they comment on it. And you know Florida, crazy as hell, something in their water. These two dudes from the Non-Experts Podcast, crazy as hell too. Funny as motherfucker too. The Non-Experts Podcast is on all your streaming platforms. I hope you enjoy it when you listen to them. Tell them that The Smoke sent you. We out you.
This podcast is a Digital Diamond Network production.
Any of you radio personalities think you want smoke? Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
You are now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. I want all the smoke.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous podcast. I want all the smoke. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, our homeboy, our comrade, Idol's not here today, but Thaddeus is here.
What up?
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to start this off. We got new AKAs. We got the debut of Thaddeus. J Thaddeus.
What it do, what it do. It's your boy Thaddeus, AKA the Human Cohiba.
The Human Cohiba.
A.K.A. Where the Smoke, There's Fire.
Where the Smoke, There's Fire.
A.K.A. Maybe next time, but definitely sometime, I'll always be here.
A.K.A. I like that one. I like, maybe next time, but definitely sometime, I'm always going to be here. I like that. I like that. I like that. I fucks with it. That's it? That's what you got?
Yeah.
The three A.K.A.s?
Yeah.
All right. I fucks with those. I don't even know what to say in the middle of them joints. I don't know what we have, but I got my AKs over here, over there, over here. Oh, no, let's go here, AKA. There we go. And it's your boy, Will Hayes, AKA the habitual line stepper, Willie Camosi.
Murderer.
AKA the aristocrat, because we drinking with the pinkies up.
Toodaloo, bitches.
Cheers. That's how you know Thaddeus is a long time homie, because he knows the ad-libs that Ida would have thrown in there. AKA the mayor.
Hear ye,
the ombudsman.
Hear ye, hear ye.
The town crier.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Well, Illuminati Giuliani. A.K.A. I'm knocking on some doors and I'm looking for some whores.
Whores here.
Will Hova's witness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. A.K.A. My mouth is a curse, but my tongue is a blessing. If Shorty acts up, I'm going to teach her a lesson. Rah! I have to say it first. You're new. A.K.A. the Silver Tongue Gorilla.
Rah! Rah!
And I'm getting rid of the last boy scout, so AKA,
call me Mr. Chimney.
Beware of the Ramshacks. Call me Mr. Chimney because I'm being the smoke of many flavors. Young Shisha.
Harry Hookah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thaddeus, how you doing? It's a pleasure to have you here.
I'm chilling.
So I guess we have you as a main staple in the smoke crew now. You are now an honorary host.
Honored to be here.
We're honored to have you. So, a lot of people know, but just in case those who don't know, before we get into the shits, let them know who you are, what it is you do, and what brings you to the smoking section.
Well, it's your boy, Jay Thaddeus, one of Calgary's early MCs.
Elite.
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 Like that. I'll put myself up there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've been boys with Will Hayes young in days. We run around in Spaghucci days.
This is the day before forever.
2 years younger, 2 years.
2 years, yeah. Was it? Yeah, because 222, I guess it's 2 years younger, 2 years less experience. I don't know.
Something
2 years
like
wiser.
A lot like that, though. 2 years wiser.
Yeah, it's not true. It's all good. Youngin.
But, you know, I'm just that boy, you know, just kicking around still. Loving life.
Yeah, yeah.
Always down to politic with my homeboys. You know.
That's what's up. That's what we're doing. So how was your week, family? What'd you get into?
And basically a whole lot of nothing. You know, living that COVID life. Keeping my circle small, trying to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Try to get to the gym.
That's happening.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that you can really do.
Bruh, I found out I'm a lazy motherfucker. Because when I'm in the mood, in the groove, I'll go day in, day out, day in, day out. But if I miss one day, it's a wrap for like weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm horrible with that.
That's where when COVID, when the first COVID thing hit, I didn't go to the gym for like, it took me 3-4 months to like, I'd go like 1 day or 2 days.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't go for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I had to go like 1 day, 2 days, three, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this last kind of push that I finally got. Past that, like, going.
Yeah.
Finally back in the groove with it. Other than that, man, yeah, it's easy to be lazy.
It is, man. And it's one of those things where it's like, I think I'm lazy, but, bruh, after you wake up at whatever o'clock, then try to wake up a motherfucking ornery 7-year-old who don't want to go to sleep, then she don't want to wake up. I don't know. She don't make up her goddamn mind. And then teaching her. And then whatever, then wifey comes home from work, and then we're chilling, you know what I'm saying? And then we flip a coin, who's cooking, I don't know who's cooking, da-da-da, trying to clean up the spot. Then after all said and done, I don't want to go nowhere. First of all, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War came out. You know me and my gaming, you know what I'm saying? But then it's, but like real talk, man, it's like at the end of the day, and I don't care, I gotta give hats off to teachers and hats off to mothers. So I never thought I'd be in the position where I'd be like the primary caregiver of a child.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm in the same boat.
And they're I'm not gonna say they're rough, but damn, it's work.
Yeah, it's as a man too, and I don't want to sound,
it hits your ego.
Yeah, but I don't even want to sound sexist or like you know, men and women, like a woman has her place or nothing like that. But you really do drink with your pinky.
Yeah, I don't know why either. It's a fucking habit. I do it.
Word.
Even before the pinky ring, my nigga, I do it.
That's crazy.
You didn't invite me to your wedding, B.
Really?
I didn't even get an RSVP that I could handsomely decline. Like, I didn't get none.
Yo, but it's crazy because I got married, what? I think it was like 6 years ago now.
About that, yeah.
But you know, during weddings, it's kind of like, if someone, you ain't talking to someone on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's like, I can only have like 120 people on my wedding.
True.
Then you think of like mom's list, mm-hmm. wifey's list, like literally I get a list of maybe
7 people.
You know what I mean? Like, it's
but the thing is like, we didn't, because we have spurts.
Yeah.
We would go through months of like hanging out almost every day.
Yeah.
Then we go for like a year or two. We're talking like once every couple of months.
Yeah.
Then we go for months to hang out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, yeah, yeah. I just wanted to throw that out. I didn't know you would have like a mature answer.
I had a homeboy that was like literally like one of my best friends when I first moved to Calgary. Mm-hmm. We're definitely not as close as we used to be, but we've always been friends. And like, he went to jail for like 2 years, and like I didn't talk to him. And then when I saw him again, like, oh shit, he was out. It was like, but I already had my list. I'm like,
yeah, it's too late.
How do I invite this
criminal
to my like, you know, I mean, like, just.
Nobody's heard of him, da-da-da.
Yeah, it's weird. So, yeah, that's always a touchy thing. I wish I could invite everybody.
Nigga, I don't care.
I know you.
I don't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I would have had to get a gift. I would have had to wear a suit. Yeah. I would have had to say, cause listen, I love it that niggas is mature. Niggas is getting there. Niggas is in committed relationships. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love that shit. That's what I'm about. You know what I'm saying? After all these years, da-da-da. But weddings are boring as fuck.
Word?
Word. I don't want to sit through and watch y'all fucking love each other. Fuck that. Like, yo, if you would have invited me to the wedding, I probably just would have sent a gift and said, yo, when's the reception? Because I hate sitting through that ceremony.
Is yeah. I feel you on that.
You know?
Our ceremony was like hella quick.
Yeah.
We did it at like an art gallery. I'm not religious, so we just had like a, not a, just like a.
Justice of the Peace?
That was
something. JP, yeah, just like a judge, like a justice of the peace.
Make it sound like I went to like the courthouse. It was like fighting a ticket.
Yo, listen, when I got married to the crazy one, you know what I'm saying? I went to the JP's house. And trust me, like, we did it all wrong. Like, only my mom and her husband was there, and, like, one other person. Like, my dad wasn't there, my grandma. Like, I'm telling you, when I got married, like, the whole family, because it was, like, such a rigmarole, and we're going to do a destination thing.
Hey, nigga, you didn't invite me to that shit either.
You know why? You came to the reception at my mama's house.
No, I didn't.
Pesos came.
Okay, I'm not Pesos.
No, I thought I
did not come to no wedding. Yeah. I saw pictures, though. Yeah. I like the pictures on Facebook. That's as close as I got.
They were like, yeah. You know what, though? Because the whole world.
You got married in the backyard, right?
Yeah. Well, we got married in their backyard. We had the reception in my mama's backyard. Yeah. But that was like, the whole world was like, nigga, don't do it. I think you was one of those niggas don't do it. And we just did it. And then it was, bro, we were married for less time. Like, when we were married, we were together for less time than when we were together before.
Oh, yeah, that shit happens sometimes.
It does, yeah.
You know, I actually, to be honest, I thought about that. I had been with my woman for 9 years.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we've been together 9 years. So
we're there.
We've gone through it. So it's like, but I see that happening a lot where you're like, am I going to get married? And all of a sudden the marriage only going to last 2 years?
Like, yeah. Like, we having like some extra stuff now. It's like, but I feel like I mean, I didn't marry the person that I was supposed to marry. Like, dead ass. Like, if it was like a year of marriage after like 4 years of being together, I didn't marry the person I was supposed to be married. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you didn't miss out on much. Sure. But you've been married for 6 years.
Yeah. I've been with my woman for basically 15 years now.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed out on a lot.
But you like marriage, eh?
I like commitment. I like commitment, yeah. I'm like a habitual committer. Yeah.
Cause I can honestly say, if God forbid me and my woman don't work out, God forbid, I couldn't see myself being married again.
Yeah, and that's where I was at. Like, I'm not married now. She wants to get married, but I want to look at, like, okay, we're still here 9 years from now. Let's get married. You know what I'm saying? We have the symbolism of marriage. Like, we have all the families together. We both got, we got rings and shit like that. We have that symbolism of marriage.
Yeah.
Right? But, I'm happy with just being together. Because marriage, after being married and getting divorced and all that extra shit, I realized marriage really doesn't mean much until it means something. You know what I mean? And if the relationship means more to you than the marriage, you can be in that relationship for 9 years and get married. Marriage isn't going to be the make or break. Like, if she came, she's like, we're getting married or we're splitting up. And it's like, okay, we're splitting up because that's, fuck you mean? You
know what I mean? Especially in this day and age. Because, you know, marriage is really, really a legal institution to protect a woman case. Things don't work out.
And yeah. She's
been taking care of kids. But your woman works. My woman works. Like, if we broke up tomorrow, her standard of living isn't really going to change because.
I want alimony.
Yeah, right. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
But it's just like, yo, so what is there to protect? All that's going to happen is we're going to have to pay a lawyer a couple G's.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's what happened with me. I had to pay a couple of G's to get out. My last marriage. You know what I mean?
Was the marriage messy at all, or was it just, were you guys both like, no, we're both done?
It was, you mean like messy as far as like property and
yeah, like,
No. Like, we didn't have any assets in each other's names or anything like
and
that.
And it still cost
and
a
no kids. Couple G's just for the lawyer. And that was the best $2,000 I ever spent.
But isn't that whack though? Like,
it kinda is. Like, if we, I think like, but
so like, what when you think about it, what did that lawyer do besides give you paperwork?
Paperwork, file the paperwork. The couple G's included the cost to file the paperwork, the cost for the divorce certificate and everything like that. But I feel like having that lawyer is that extra seam of protection just in case she's like, oh, you know what? I want this, you know? Like,
I agree that it's
But I mean, at the end of the day, we should have been able to just be like, for free, be like, yo, I don't want to be with you. I don't want to be with you either. Okay, let's go to the courthouse tomorrow like we did when we got married.
Sign
some papers and we don't want to be together.
Fee.
Yeah.
Even I think like the legal fees to purchase a house are cheaper.
Then divorce.
So I'm like, okay, if there's no assets, what the fuck am I paying for it?
So is that like a deterrent though? Do you think that would be a deterrent for people just to erroneously get married or to keep someone in the country or something like that? Or
I think it's just a way.
I think
divorce is one of those things. Like when you're at that point for divorce, you're not gonna stick with a woman. Would you stay with for your woman just to save $2,000?
No.
So it's not really a deterrent.
To save $2,000? No.
Yeah, right? So
I will prostitute myself to get those $2,000 back if it was in a situation I was with before. But on the other hand, shit, there's people that stay with their mans and stay with their womans just to because for the kids' sake. And they both miserable, they both out fucking everybody in their world and shit like that and rah 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 rah, and it's just to keep the kids happy when it's like the kids see shit. You know what I'm saying? So now you got to go through that fucking trauma and da da da. So, I mean, I don't know. Marriage is a beautiful thing. It's also a horrible thing. But it's just as long as you marry the right person. Now, obviously, you have.
I think so. I'm still not a fan of the institution of marriage.
Like, yeah.
The whole, got to register and do all that bullshit.
It has to be like, yeah, registered under the government and shit.
And even like the wedding, like weddings are like $30,000-$40,000, and I'm like,
for what?
But you know, we could have just taken like half a year off,
mm-hmm.
either lived like rock stars at home or went on a like what kind of vacation could you get for $30,000?
You can, you know what I mean? Like, you can get one of them Tahiti fucking huts in the middle of the ocean. You know what I mean? Shit.
Well, we spent that on one night. And I'm telling you, everyone was like, yo, your wedding was awesome. You know who didn't enjoy the wedding? Me and my wife.
Y'all didn't
it. No, it was dope, but we were exhausted.
Yeah.
Tired.
Because y'all put in a lot of work and everything.
Yeah, and it's just like, it was basically work for us. Like, it was us running an event.
for our friends.
And they're like, wait,
everybody else had fun because they got to drink, eat. Be merry.
I guess that's what's really important, but at the same token, I'm like, we should have enjoyed our wedding.
Oh, most definitely.
And I can't blame anyone else but ourselves. I thought we could just manage everything by ourselves.
Yeah.
We put on a good party, but we were the only two that didn't really get it.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
Did y'all hate the honeymoon, though?
No, we didn't go. Our honeymoon came maybe 2 years later.
Where'd you guys go?
Dubai.
You went to Dubai, United Arab Emirates. This nigga living on a different fucking level. What brand are those glasses, nigga?
Tell you the truth, these are like one of those.
He says to tell you the truth, so that means he gonna lie. Keep going.
I just said I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Exactly, which means a nigga about to lie.
I honestly got one of those pop ups on Instagram.
You know? Yeah. So it works.
Yeah, but I have bought a jacket out there that I never got.
Yeah.
I won't do it again, but the sunglasses spot, I'll buy some sunglasses from there.
Because I've seen some shit pop up on Instagram. I'm like, yo, that's dope. But then it's like, fuck, it popped up on Instagram. Like, do I want this? Like, I feel like, I think Wish has spoiled my online shopping. Wish is horrible.
But yo, one thing, the only thing I fucked up with is because I kept messaging the company, right? They're like, oh, that jacket is out of stock, but we're more than willing to give you a different jacket. I'm like, I want a different jacket.
I want that jacket.
Give me that jacket or give me my fucking money back. They're like, okay, well, that jacket might be in stock in like another 2 weeks. And I realized motherfuckers are just stalling.
Yeah, they're not going to give you your jacket.
But it was so long. And here's the beautiful thing. If you call your bank early enough, they'll do all the work and they'll get your money back.
Yeah.
But it had been past the 3 months. Things like
that's their statute of limitation.
I didn't get that, but other than that, I'm super comfortable buying out that shit. I just know if I don't get it within 3 months, call the bank and they'll get my money back.
Yo, we had I have a necklace that Shorty ordered off of somewhere on, I think it was either Instagram or Facebook, that popped up, and that's like a little Buddha necklace. I had a couple of bracelets from there, which were dope bracelets, but they didn't last that long. Yeah. So I like my beads shit. Like, the only jewelry I have is just the rings. I like my fucking beads and my African shit, my fucking onyx beads and shit. You know,
okay,
I like that shit.
Okay, you like to front on a nigga, but you like your African shit.
I like my African shit. How am I fronting on a nigga? Cause I'm light. How am I fronting on a nigga?
Better than me because you light skin.
I listen. Society states that if we were standing next to a paper, oh, I can't even say it with a straight face. Like, really, I can't say it with a straight face because I feel so fucking scummy for saying something like that. Like, yes, there is a class. Like, no, I can't even fucking joke about it, bro.
I joke about it all the time. You know, I definitely call my Caribbean friends cotton pickers.
Do you? Every day? You the nigga that stayed? Your family's the niggas that stayed.
Yeah, because you know Jamaicans are sprinters, right?
Yeah.
I'm from East Africa. So we're known for our long distance running.
Okay.
So I always look at these niggas like, run fast, but too bad you couldn't run long enough.
You couldn't run long. We saw the boat and said, fuck it.
Yeah, they saw the boats and they were like, yo. They put the bracelets on them and these niggas looked at and said, all inclusive. Get on the boat. We got all inclusive bracelets. We're going to party in America.
My man said, all inclusive. Oh,
nah, my wife hates me because she's Haitian, right? Mm. And I'm always making slave jokes about her. She fucking hates me.
You can't, hold on, you can't make slave jokes with the Haitian. Because those are the only motherfuckers that said, we're going to kill all the slave masters. Yeah. We're killing you all and taking over the goddamn the country.
You know what? I never thought of it. I should watch my mom.
Yeah,
she,
man.
She might kill me.
At the expense of the country being all the way fucked up. The only, like, you have that country, it's like, what is it, Haiti and Puerto Rico, is it? Or Haiti and...
Oh, Dominican.
Dominican, Republic. Yeah. And Haiti's the only one that gets hit with the earthquakes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That whole, Haiti's cursed. Yet, they're free.
That's the cost of freedom, though, huh?
That's the cost of freedom, Motherfuckers won't give a fuck about you.
But you know what's crazy? They're not really free, because... Sure, they got freedom first. You know what the cost of that was? They owe the French government, like, everything.
Oh, yeah, true.
When I heard about that, I'm like...
And the French government stay shitting on them. Stay shitting on them.
Yeah. It's... That's fucked, man. I mean, I make light of it. I joke about it. But
yeah. In all honesty, all jokes aside, of course. You know what I mean? Europeans, in general. So, let's talk about the Grammys, fam.
Mm.
Let's talk about the Grammys. The Weeknd was salty.
Which he should be.
Yeah, but should he be?
Why shouldn't he? I know, are you going to bring up the whole, why do black people care about what?
Yeah, why does white acceptance equal black excellence? And, like, I understand wanting a Grammy, because that's the highest form of acknowledgement in your field. But in 2020... If you realize that committee A is corrupt, we've known that since when they just first started televising the hip hop, R&B, and da 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 categories with DJ Jazzy Jeff and all that.
I don't think they were televised.
No, that's why Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff said no, and they boycotted it because they weren't televised.
Did they?
Yeah, they said we're not going to accept the Grammy.
Hey, I didn't know that. Yeah, I know Jay-Z
turned it down as well.
He said, yep. I'm not going until you guys televise.
Televise. Yeah, so it's been a while since it's been televised.
I didn't know that Fresh Prince didn't go.
Yeah, I don't know if they didn't go or if they actually said something on there, but I do know that Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff said, no, we're not going to accept this. But
I don't think that's correct. Because, you know, they were the first.
Receiving.
They were the first rap Grammy.
Yeah, but I don't think they... Let me just check here.
Because I doubt they would even know that they weren't being televised.
Talking, nigga.
You kind of just put me on the spot there, like, do.
So, DJ Jazzy Jeff, the Fresh Prince, and a Grammy boycott that set the tone for three more decades of rap and culture. Parents Just Don't Understand was the first hip-hop song to ever be nominated for a Grammy in 1989. Let me see here.
When that song was nominated for a Grammy, did they have a category for rap? Or was this the first time they even had rap as a category? Or was that song just nominated in a different category? You know what I mean?
So this would be the first ever Best Rap Performance Grammy for Parents Just Don't Understand. They were not there to pick up the award.
Okay.
When it had been decided that the only rap award would be announced during the non-televised portion of the show, hip-hop had its own decision to make. "We chose to boycott," Will Smith said at the time. He called the idea of the afternoon award a slap in the face. You go to school for 12 years and they give you your diploma and then they deny you that walk down the aisle. So basically they said the Grammys aren't being presented at the Grammys. Yeah. They're going to be presented in the afternoon awards. You know what I'm saying? We'll say, yo, the best arrangement for bassoons in a classical thing. You know when they just announced those things? And that's what they had for rap, right? And they were like, no, it's not televised. It's not there. We're not even going to show up.
Yo, I didn't realize they first Grammy nomination and they're still like, fuck no.
We're not going to do it.
Black people are beautiful.
Black people are wonderful. And that's what my question is we have accolades within our culture and within our community. The Grammys are never going to be, and the Oscars are never going to be, and with the Oscars is different because you don't have, movies are movies. You can have a black movie, but a movie is a movie. But black music, like black music is different from music. You know what I'm saying? Like different types of music. You know what I'm saying? So for us to be like, oh, the Grammys are so corrupt. We should have, why didn't so-and-so get this category, that category, this category? It's one of those things where it's like, it's 2020. We should stop complaining to get accolades from our slave masters.
True. I do agree with that. But just like how Fresh Prince and Jay-Z boycotted it.
Yeah. Didn't accept.
Bring a ruckus about it. I do like that The Weeknd is making a fuss about it. So he can put these motherfuckers on notice saying like, yo, we are music culture at the time.
We are music culture.
Like hip-hop is the biggest genre in the world. If you guys are going to have anything to do with music, you have to include us.
Especially American music.
Yes.
Yeah.
And sure, black people, we do have our BET awards and we do have our own kind of groups that we can say we appreciate each other. But especially in America, they're only like 8 to 10% of the population.
True.
So to be on the world stage, you do have to engage with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, maybe The Weeknd's like, well, fuck these motherfuckers, you know, they don't really mean nothing to me. But I got to make my voice heard because I am the number one single in the world.
But it's a committee of, historically, a committee that does not, how can I say this? It's a committee that is so far removed from the culture. It's a committee that doesn't give a fuck about our influences. It's a committee that says we will glorify the Elvis, but then not even acknowledge the people that Elvis is acknowledging, saying, I would not even be Elvis if it wasn't for, and the name just skips me, but the original rock and roll dude that moved just like Elvis.
Chuck Berry?
Not Chuck Berry. Well, Chuck Berry could be one. Yeah, is it Chuck Berry? Chuck Berry the, Yeah, Chuck Berry.
Is Chuck Berry and some woman, too? Was
the the originator of rock and roll, that woman.
Sorry, I said some black woman.
Some black woman.
I apologize. Yes. I don't remember her name at the time.
But it's one of those things where it's like, hey, cool. Like, at some point, we're going to have to say, you can have whatever you want to have. What we are doing is speaking for itself. You don't want to give us a Grammy? Fine. Don't give us a Grammy. But you can't wake your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew up for school. You cannot drive to work. You cannot do anything without seeing the influence of the black man and or woman, anywhere.
But you know, I agree with you. But how do you say that without
saying it?
Yeah, like for instance, from what you're saying, you're like, well, you guys are ignoring us, even though we're the culture. Fine, we'll take our ball and go home. But if you're in the NBA and you take your ball as you go to the fucking playground, no one's going to watch you. You still got to play in these arenas.
You still, you're right, but.
And that's the only thing, because it sucks because, for instance, now hip-hop is pop music.
Yeah.
And the Grammys are deciding what's the greatest in pop music.
But the Grammys aren't deciding what's the greatest in pop music. The Grammys are giving literally. The Grammys are basically just their opinion.
Yes.
And it's a glorified version of us giving a fuck about their opinion. So I understand with the NBA, but it's one of those things where it's like if you had LeBron, let's say you have Michael Jordan.
Okay? You're right. I know exactly where you're going. You're right. Yeah. You're 100% right. Because it'd be different if LeBron could still go play in a playground and still get paid $90 million a year, yeah, whatever it is, right?
Not even go play in the playground. Let's say you have Michael Jordan, okay? Let's say all the years that Michael Jordan got, MVP, those are taken away. All the years that he got Rookie of the Year, or the 1 year he got Rookie of the Year, it got taken away, right? And let's say number one on the Billboard or number one album sales or whatever was the equivalent to championships. If you took all the sales in a year, that was equivalent to championships, okay? And let's say at the end of the year, that MVP of the year was the equivalent to the Grammys. And they kept snubbing Jordan. Yet Jordan's making billions of dollars off of shoe sales. Jordan is still winning championships. He's doing endorsement deals. Jordan has now a Jordan brand, which is signing other, let's say he's still playing, but signing other cats under Jordan brand, which are playing on the highest level of levels. And Jordan doesn't need to say I need a Grammy. I understand that's the I need the MVP or anything. I understand that is, it's that the Grammy isn't really even the epitome of musical accomplishment. They just told us it was.
They just have the loudest opinion.
They have the loudest opinion. Yet, if you look at The Weeknd, he has a number one single. He didn't get nominated for a Grammy.
Still has the number one.
He still has the number one single. He's mad because he's not getting acceptance from people that wouldn't accept him in the regular walks of life.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. It does. You know, and I can't say I don't agree with you because I definitely do. But I do understand that. It's kind of how... You know Stephen A. Smith,
right?
They got on the on TV. They talk so much shit about athletes, and athletes care,
right? But you know
even
why?
Even though they shouldn't.
But you know why athletes care about Stephen A. Smith? Because the amount of athletes that they talk about, A, they're accurate. B, they will talk shit about such and such one day, and the next day throw accolades at him because of his performance.
Yeah.
The Grammys. I'm
not saying they're completely parallel, but no. You know what I mean? I'm just trying
But to... I need a parallel because I need to understand why we give a fuck about Grammys. Beyond the point that it's been ingrained into the music industry that this is the toppest of the top of American music accomplishments when it really shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, but it is. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be, but it is. And it just sucks when you're... How can this organization...
Shut up, nigga, just keep talking.
That was all the way spicy, eh?
Yeah.
Before I even said anything, I just paused for a second. You told me to shut up.
Nigga, we on radio. Just roll with it. Goddamn. Hold your nigga down, goddammit. Hold your nigga down. Wow.
For those that can't see, this nigga just took a sip and almost died.
If there was, you know what, though? You know what? I thought only Ida would be getting one.
You're a nigga. But that was going to be one of my AKAs. I swear to God, one of my AKAs was going to be like, AKA, swing low, sweet, like, don't call me a nigga.
Why didn't you use it?
I forgot.
That was brilliant. I like that one.
I forgot.
Man.
That's definitely one of my ideas. What the fuck were we saying?
So the Grammys.
Yeah.
But I feel like isn't a Grammy boycott by major Let's say next year, right? The Weeknd says, I'm not submitting. Drake says, I'm not submitting. A whole bunch of these big number one artists in the black community say, I'm not submitting to the Grammys. Wouldn't that make more of an impact?
100%.
Then
I don't know why I'm not nominated because I'm one of the great. I had number one.
But you know, it is. I think that might be the spark that kicks it off. Because that even sparked Nicki Minaj to be like, yo, they didn't give me my shit either.
Yeah.
They gave it to Bon Iver. Where the fuck is Bon Iver?
Yeah.
50 Cent. They didn't give it to him either. Who else?
Macklemore.
Macklemore took.
Where the fuck is Macklemore? He took it from Kendrick.
You know what's crazy? I don't know if this is still true, but I remember like 3-4 years ago reading this thing where like Nas still hasn't won a Grammy. And I feel if Nas has won a Grammy, it's for like a writing credit for like a song that's not really his. Or he might have been. Maybe DJ Khaled. You know, DJ Khaled might have won the Grammy and
Nas
is featured on that album, so he gets the Grammy for that. But like,
see, that's
Nas has never won a Grammy for Nas.
That's my point,
which is ridiculous. But if you know anything about hip hop, sorry if I'm yelling.
No, it's all good.
I actually get passionate about this. There's no way Nas, 30 years in the game, does not have a fucking Grammy.
Why? That's like saying, after 30 years in the game, these white people are finally going, like Becky and Bruce from Connecticut, are finally going to bake their macaroni and cheese. You dig what I'm saying?
Word.
You have two black grandsons, mixed but still black. So when we go upstate, for Thanksgiving, I got a boogie? No. Every time, yo, I do that all the time. I'll be like, oh, I got a boogie? I'm self-conscious about having a boogie. But every time Stacy and Jamal go upstate, they've been together for 10 years. 20 years, maybe. No, maybe 10 years. Let's do it like that. They go upstate. Jamal's always put at you know how they have their little fucking, Wedding Crashers is my upstate New York fucking lexicon. Yeah, my reference. So Thanksgiving, you know, they're playing. They got their fucking sweaters tied over and everything like that. They're playing their little football. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Jamal is always running back.
Never QB.
Never QB. That's some Eli Manning shit. Eli's QB. You know what I'm saying? Dinner time comes around. The potato salad still has raisins in it after 10 years. And the macaroni and cheese is still made by Kraft. Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On a cloudy day, turn on some Netflix and boil up some Kraft macaroni and cheese. Tastes awesome. But if you don't give me my Velveeta, my Philadelphia cream cheese, my motherfucking pinko fucking bread crumbs and shit like that, and you don't fucking give me some motherfucking some motherfucking macaroni shells or macaroni noodles that have come from an Italian name, but it's still store bought.
Is trash.
Velveeta is
delicious.
Yes,
but it's garbage.
It's garbage, but it's delicious. And I tell you right now, shit. Now this is the Hungarian in me. Velveeta.
The what?
The Hungarian in me.
Nigga, you not Hungarian.
Yeah, my grandfather's Hungarian. My mother's dad is Hungarian.
Nigga, you are an unmixed mix. You're 100% Scotian.
Oh, my God.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Give me 2 seconds, because we had... Hold on.
We here at the I Want All the Smoke podcast have made it a life's work to give you the most entertaining, most dangerous, and most hard-hitting podcast in the history of podcasting. But we can't do it alone. For as little as $2.99 per month, you can become a supporter of the I Want All the Smoke podcast. That very small donation can help us bring you better content, better visuals, and blow these other podcasts out the water with real numbers. That's right, only $2.99 per month. If you want to be a supporter, all you got to do is go over to pod.fan/I Want All the Smoke and click on Become a Supporter. We also have different tiered memberships from gold to platinum to get you exclusives, merchandise, and a whole bunch of other goodies. So head over to pod.fan/I Want All the Smoke or iwantallthesmokepodcast.com and click on Become a Supporter. Remember, wouldn't you like to help a podcast like us?
I want to ask you a question. Okay, we're going to get back to the Grammy conversation. I was going to cut this, but this is good canon. First of all, why is this square? What, like, you got the back protection on here? Why is there a square here? What's that square do?
I don't know.
Okay, number two. Were you chewing on this thing?
No. Bro, I'm telling you. This phone was in perfect condition up until,
how,
like,
do you smack? You can't take pictures or nothing.
Yo, you know what's crazy? You know how it gives you options to, like, portrait mode or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, the phone recognized that
the cameras are fucked.
It took away all my options. So even when I go into my phone, it only tells me I have three different options to take photos from.
Yeah, the front camera.
Yeah, I swear to God. But you know what I mean? Like, you know how there's, like, at least 10 options? My phone just took those options away. It doesn't even show them and not work. It just says, nigga, you don't have these. We rebuked your privileges to even look at that option.
Yeah. I rebuke thee. My nigga, it looks like he was chewing on that phone. Like, how do you get that type of...
Dude, I'm telling you, I tried. Specifically for you.
To keep the... Like, you don't even have a case. I guess right now it's pointless to have
a case.
Yeah, because,
you know, I had, like, the plastic on the front.
Yeah.
And I won't even lie. I took the plastic off, and it actually looks much better.
It does. It does.
Because otherwise, I
would... The built-in plastic. The built-on, though. That came with it. Like, yeah. Well, glossy or whatever. Key, yeah.
I finally took it off. I'm like, now it just looks cracked.
Okay, so for y'all that don't know, I've always, from my old job, I've always clowned Thaddeus on his phones because this man would come with a phone and he would have the
you
front.
You do that to everybody. Nigga, you, for some reason, you're like a phone freak. You keep immaculate phones. Nobody else keeps their phones like you front on it. I've heard Idol be on here like this nigga front of me. And the only reason I don't get to wear it...
Nigga, the vibration gave me a shock. Is there an exposed wire? No, keep going. So...
Sorry, man. I literally kept this phone great for like 2 years. And then the one time you see it...
The one phone that caught me off was the other fucking Android phone. Because me and you have that love for Androids. Like,
I've always gotten the notes.
Yeah, like, always with the notes.
There was only one time I maybe had this phone for like 2 years. But I had like just a regular Galaxy.
Yeah, and it's Note. That's what I had. I had the S8, and I'm like, Note back to Notes.
I think it was the S8.
Yeah.
But I think it was because the S8 came out, and the Note at that time had some issues.
It was blowing up.
So they recalled the Note, so you couldn't really get the Note.
We had this conversation at Chapters, remember? When we were doing one of our tracks.
I think it might have been Beat of the Week.
Beat of the Week, or it could have been Pay Homage. Yeah, we did a lot of Chapters. Nigga does so much music, but I'm my thing is this, cause what the fuck was I talking about your phone? All I know is that so when you had the S8 and you had the S8 for a hot minute, and I remember little over 2 years ago, they had to have this for less than 2 years, because A, it's not a 2-year-old phone. B, I remember, like, it was probably the very first time you came on to Smoke, or what we had for Smoke, or it could have been the Will Hayes show. And your phone was just, like you said, when you have, like, the front plastic on it, it was milky. But, bro, you had it to the point where you could only see, like, 3/4 of an inch of your front screen. And I remember I kept telling you, I'm like, yo, bro, let me peel it off. Like, you're like, no, I got to keep it on. It's protecting my screen. I'm like, bro, it's not protecting your screen. It looked like... Remember back in the day, the Calgary bus shelters, how they used to look?
Oh, my God.
And remember, like,
God,
they had the plexiglass, but after years of being withered and then burnt with lighters and putting names in that shit and everything like that, like, the blue and gray plexiglass fucking...
You're really comparing my phone to a Northeast fucking bus.
That's what... And I was thinking Southwest. I was thinking between Heritage and Southland, bro. That's where we did most of our bullshit. I'm thinking between Heritage and Southland after Spaghetti's when nobody would pick us up.
Yo,
the only niggas I know that would take the bus to and from the club.
I never took the bus there, but like, there was times where I didn't get a ride home. You know what I used to do? Walk in that neighborhood, find myself a motherfucking bike, and I'd jack a bike.
You jack a bike and get home?
I've done that at least 7 times.
Bruh, I think I've taken the bus to Spaguchi's a handful of times.
But you can't take a bus back home.
No.
You gotta steal a bike.
Bro, I lived in Bonesse when we were going to, in high school, when we were going to Spaguchi's. Hey. I lived in Bonesse.
I lived in Albert Park.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bonesse, yo.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah, Bonesse, yeah. Because Albert Park's closer than.
Yeah. Because I get to Albert Park, and then it's like, I gotta catch the number one. If I got downtown, I was good. Sometimes I just hop in a cab and be like, yeah, I live right here. I get to an apartment building downtown. I'm like, I just gotta go get my mom's. And I would run. And hopefully the number one would be close. I just run the route.
But at what time, though? Are you talking on the way there?
After Spaguchi's? The number one ran till about 3 o'clock, 3:30.
It ran late, but at that time, the latest a bus would run is like 1.
Nah, the number one Bonesse and the 73 circle route, 72 and 73, they ran late.
Those are the latest buses, and I think that was like 1 o'clock.
Yeah?
Keep in mind, C-Train stopped at like 2.
Yeah, C-Train stopped around like 2. Yeah.
There was no bus that was later than the C-Train.
For real? I caught the number one late. Maybe it was just a couple off times.
We were like 15, so yeah, 1 o'clock is late.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't as late, but I remember it was, okay, so maybe it was after. But I remember like, Spaguchi's, like when we were turning 18, getting to that age. Well, when I was turning 18, because you were still young, Spaguchi's, and you start macking. It's like Spaguchi's was like the foster home for young adults. You would catch
what the fuck,
bro. You get there with little to no money, freshest gear, and at that age, your freshest gear maybe you had 3 or 4 outfits. And you would mix and match them shits like fucking Ken dolls and shit. You dig what I'm saying? There was times I went there with sweatpants with one leg rolled up and a shiny vest like Diddy. Like a shiny gold vest and my hair in twists. A wife beater under the vest. And fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, come on in.
That's so willing.
Goggles on the head.
Yes!
You know what I'm saying? Yo, goggles on the head, bro. The fucking twist coming up.
You know what's funny? Because like, it's funny how like that was the exact same swag, but I was like the opposite.
Yeah.
So, like, you had, like, the shiny vest. I'd have, like, the black one because, like, I was so Wu-Tang, right? So,
yeah,
like,
you was Wu as hell.
So, this nigga was, like, mad, like,
Mace,
bad boy.
Bad
Mace.
Boy, yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Same vest, different color.
Mm-hmm.
The goggles was a must because, like, I was mad into Method Man. And Method Man always had a pair of goggles.
And I was
like
fucking with Pun. Pun had the goggles and shit, too.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's crazy because, like, it's such a New York thing, but it's, like.
We're in the Midwestern Alberta, like, Canada.
Yeah, and I was, like. I used to rock nothing but, like, those FUBU Scullies.
Yeah, man. The FUBU Scullies. That's why I'm bald. Because just the tight-ass Scullies cutting off the circulation to the top of my head for at least 6 years.
Word.
But that was wintertime. In the summertime, it was nothing but Dickies and Chucks.
I was never into that West Coast. Don't get me wrong. I was into that West Coast shit, but, like, not culturally. Just,
yeah.
But I thought Dr. Dre's Chronic album to this day, probably my top 5 albums.
Has to be.
And for me, one of the most
sonically. Keep that thought. Yeah. Okay, before we get there, we need to conclude the Grammy story.
Okay, yeah.
Because after we conclude the Grammy
story. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Didn't mean to push that. So after we conclude the Grammy story, we can get into.
Really?
Fuck.
Grammys.
The Grammys. Why can we not be happy with evolving our own culture, giving accolades to our own culture, and staying in that lane as far as accolades when our accomplishments go so far outside of our culture?
Let me try and break it down as best as I can.
Right.
I think we understand that. Say we, so I'm at significantly different. But as an African American,
mm-hmm.
I think they are literally 8 to 10% of the population.
Right.
But they are 90% of pop music culture.
Yeah.
So the majority is taking the minority's art. Dictating what the value is.
Right.
And I think the minority, because they are the minority,
mm-hmm.
have to assimilate with the majority and change the narrative in their playing ground.
So even though the majority, aka the Grammy committee, is
white people
are quote unquote dictating what's popping in the minority culture, right? But in 2020, in 2019, 2018, let's say go back to 2015. If they have been recognized as wrong, inherently wrong, and by the majority of the consumers of black culture as wrong, why do we care? Motherfuckers that love black culture, white, black, Puerto Rican, or Haitian, will say, fuck the Grammys. Have you ever bought an album based off a Grammy nomination or win?
Oh, of course not. Mm-mm. But when you're talking to them,
right?
And as much as Grammys don't like they matter, they do. Once you win a Grammy or once you win an Oscar,
you use that.
You it does enhance your career.
But once you win a Grammy or an Oscar, it enhances. So this is what bugs me about Grammys and Oscars, because we were told, especially Grammys, Oscars are different because that's a whole different, when it comes to visual and movies and
the machine's just different.
But with Grammys, we black folk, colored folk, have shaped, from the beginning of American music, have shaped it. You know what I'm saying? But we shaped American music at a time when we had old liquor jugs, a wash basin, a stick and a string, and a washboard. You dig what I'm saying? And that birthed Elvis. You dig what I'm saying? That birth. But then they said, no, we're gonna form a committee that tells you what good music is. And along the lines, it's become the equivalent of I am white man rich. You know what I'm saying? I'm moving out of Baldwin Hills to go to Beverly Hills. I have this. It's the stigma of, oh, I have good credit, I'm white man rich. I have a Grammy, so I'm white man famous. But now you see that Grammy nominated or Grammy award winning, da da da. Same with like Oscar award winning. Halle Berry won an Oscar for Devil's Ball. Basically, she won an Oscar for being a whore and getting piped down disrespectfully by Billy Bob Thornton.
They got another white man popper before she get an Oscar.
And then she got that Oscar nominated behind her, which did not increase her acceptance or solidify her more within her community.
But it got her a bigger check next time she went to go negotiate a movie.
In white, exactly. But we don't need that now because we have Tyler Perry. We don't need that now because we have Griselda. We don't need that now because we have motherfucking SoundCloud.
I don't say we don't need. I mean, there's more options.
But is there? How is there more options? You don't. If let's say Drake.
For instance. Let's break it down. Do you like Tyler Perry movies?
I'm 50-50 with Tyler Perry movies. Some of them are trash and some of them are very interesting. I like Why Did I Get Married? I like those ones.
Okay.
I don't fucks with Madea.
Yeah, so when I think Tyler Perry, all I think is Madea.
Right.
I'm ignorant to whatever Tyler Perry does. Mm-hmm. But
right.
I think Madea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do, like, if I'm an actor, I don't want to do a Madea
movie. Right.
So that means nothing to me.
Okay. You'll do, is different, but there's directors under the Marvel Universe. Will you be the next Killmonger or Black Panther?
Would I?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's...
That's a... Marvel put on... Marvel took on a black production company before they had anything.
I'm a little bit different too in the sense like, well, I don't like Marvel movies.
Let's look at, not even that, but not that you don't like Marvel movies, but Chadwick Boseman is at a, what, rest in peace, has a level of fame before anything. You know what I'm saying? It really, to me, feels like niggas ain't getting Oscars unless they play something solely outside the character, or they do a caricature of someone that's already exists or a slave. Yeah, but musical wise, give me the equivalency musical wise.
I think the reason I understand why, I'll tell you this. You know, yeah. West Side Gunn went on and he was like, "What the fuck?" He's like, "Yo, I have this person." This, he listed all his features on his album.
Why like, wasn't I nominated?
He's like, and then you listen to the fact that I have Virgil Abloh, mm-hmm. who's like the king of fashion right now, doing my artwork. I have this other dude, that guy that came and did the tap dancing, which is like this. It was just, from an artist standpoint, it was a brilliant concept of an album. Yeah. But at the same token, I'm kind of like, so? You know what I mean? Like, you didn't sell a shitload of records.
Right.
And full disclosure, West Side Gunn is my favorite artist right now. Like, not like I'm.
Is it because he sounds like Ghostface? Because nah. I know you and your Ghostface, nigga.
I know. But they have the same voice, but they don't rap nothing.
No, not even close.
They have the same, tonality, and they're like that high pitch.
Yeah.
But back to the thing, like, it's not even like I'm. Right, you know how I feel about West Side Gunn. That's my favorite fucking artist. But I don't think that album deserved a Grammy over what was actually. I don't know what album in there you would take. Actually, the Freddie Gibbs and Alchemist joint
was all right. An album deserve a Grammy? Because all of those albums, including Nas, that were nominated for a Grammy, I will listen to West Side Gunn. Like, if they were presented up in my fucking, if like they popped up in my Apple Music, I'm choosing West Side Gunn.
100%. Actually, 100%. And that goes more towards my argument. Like, it's not that I don't enjoy West Side Gunn's album.
Yeah.
But, and actually, it's funny because the only album he gave props to is the only album on that list that I think should be removed. Because I do think
Freddie Gibbs.
Nas was on there.
Yeah.
Jay Electronica was on there.
Which should be taken off. That album was horrible.
I liked it better than Freddie Gibbs' album.
Yeah.
What else was on there? Anyways. The Grammys, they don't know our art. It is their opinion on our art. They just have the biggest mouths, and when they get it wrong, they should be told. We should not just be like, well, fuck it, they don't know what they're talking about. We should be like, yo, if you're going to have the biggest voice in the room, you have to have your information correct. You don't invite The Weeknd to perform at the Grammys when he has the number one single in the fucking country, and then not nominate him. Why are you inviting him to perform?
Bro.
You understand that he's that big. Why not? Like, why? What are you doing?
Meg Thee Stallion got nominated for a Grammy.
As she should. Even though I think the music is trash.
Why?
She's the most relevant artist in the world.
Okay. That's my point. That's my whole point.
What?
Do niggas want to be good or they want to be recognized?
Both. But here's the thing, though. Like, for instance, you should be recognized for being good.
By who?
Everybody.
No. You should be recognized for being good by people who think you're good. By people who consume your art, by people who reproduce your art and by people who re-show your art.
Okay, fair enough. And I agree with you. But there are certain times when you cannot be that wrong.
So what are you going to do, complain?
No.
But that's what they're doing.
No, you should complain.
Why?
If you're that wrong.
How many times have you complained about not getting a Calgary Hip Hop Award? Or nomination?
Never.
Exactly. You know why? Do you care?
Yeah.
Why? Do motherfuckers like your shit?
They should.
Do they, though?
Yeah.
Have you made money off your shit?
A little bit.
Have you stood on the stage and have motherfuckers rap your lyrics?
Yes.
Have you made shit where a motherfucker just be like, yo, this shit just got, your track got me through some hard shit?
Yes.
Okay. But you know your shit's good.
Yes. But I do.
The people who buy your shit, the people who consume your shit, know your shit's good.
Yeah. But at the same token, when it comes down to these accolades and I see these other motherfuckers winning awards, I do say to myself, damn. People don't like their shit more than they like my shit.
They don't.
So why is that motherfucker getting the award?
Do you know how long?
And I realize it's not because their shit's better than mine, pinkies up, but it's political.
And
it's a lot to do with a little bit of a, basically it's political. Because it's not, yeah. A lot of times it's not even popularity. Because there's times I'd be like, for instance, and no disrespect to Kate. None. Like, and even what I say is not going to sound disrespectful. So I don't even really need this disclaimer. But I'm just saying. if me and Kate go up for an award.
Right.
I expect Kate to win.
Popularity contest.
Regardless of whether or not.
One's better than the other.
Competing is. Like, if it was just like, yo, you write a verse, so I write a verse. Let's see who wins. I know Kate. Even if Kate's. You know, writes it last second and is trash. I'm not saying that he's trash, but if he writes a trash verse versus my verse that's bomb,
yeah,
he would win because he has a bigger platform popularity.
It's like those back with the Nucleus battles. You had a chance of losing because dude you're battling brought his whole squad.
Yeah. So when you lose like that, you don't think like, damn, my trash? No, you're like, nah, that nigga's not necessarily a better artist than me. He's just a better marketer. But I didn't lose a rap battle. I lost the marketing battle.
Fresh, you know what I mean? True, exactly. But okay, so Fresh Haze Fridays, way back in the day, I won an award for best online radio host or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Which you deserve.
Me, Mark Black, which I deserve. But and
can we pause?
Yeah, you want to pause for you want to get another drink? Alright, we're gonna pause so Jay Thaddeus can get himself a drink. Gray sweatsuit ass nigga. And we're back. Yeah, so I don't know what we left off on. We've been drinking. This nigga drinking celebratory champagne. Like, do you drink champagne on the regular?
Champagne for the pain. And there's no pain. No, honestly, just
this nigga little tipsy. You got a buzz, nigga?
I'm buzzed like a motherfucker, I wonder why. Yo, but me and my wife, we just both love champagne.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's our drink of choice.
Bro, me and wifey, she gets down in that the rosé wine. She loves, like, Moscato and shit like that.
I love rosé wine, but not the sweet shit. That Moscato's
too. She loves the sweet shit. Yo, nice. Bro, she will throw down baklava. I'm surprised she has teeth.
That's
but
crazy.
She does brush her teeth, like, 3 to 4 times a day.
Yeah, but still, like, fuck the teeth. That's just, like, when I drink, like, sweet wine, it just tastes like
it's
a headache.
Much. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it actually... Like, whenever I have a headache, it tastes like Moscato.
Yeah, that's what I like about drinking rum straight. It's because if you do get a hangover, it's because you're still drunk. Oh. Oh, hold on. It happens every time. Hello, you are on the I Want All the Smoke podcast with Will Hayes and Jay Thaddeus. How you doing?
Oh, shit. You still recording?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're messaging me, so I thought you were done.
Well, no, we took a break, so...
What's good?
Yo, that sounds so radio-esque.
What up, Sassy?
You still recording? What?
Hi, this is Sassy Star from the SDNG podcast. I am Sassy Star on all streaming platforms.
Yo, I won't even lie. You have a great voice. Like, that just that sounded like rehearsed, like you were doing that on purpose. Like, that's how you talk?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's how I talk.
Like, all the time.
Word.
I feel like I'm being set up, like, Monday to Friday. So, would you like to get something from Tim Hortons?
Oh, my God. Shut up. Listen, if you stop, you got to stop bugging me. I'm just trying to figure out what you want. Like,
I got to stop bugging you?
Like, listen, bitch. Babe, what do you want?
I want the gray sweatpants that match my... Why are we doing this now?
Listen, I am not at that mall. I'm not there.
You've been
I'm
drinking.
At a different mall.
You've been drinking.
Me and my mom been drinking from
yes,
jump.
I know, because you've told me to listen 4 times. Like, there's somebody else here talking to me. Like, I don't know. I could be doing a podcast. We could be doing something productive. But no, I'll listen. What's up?
All right. I was just checking to see what size of pants you were.
Large, babe. Large. Large.
Okay.
Large.
That's it.
Five That's motherfucking it. Years. She even told I have a pair of extra large Adidas sweatpants. And she said, word for word, I can't believe, I don't like those pants. They're extra large. It looks like you shit yourself. She said, they're an extra large. She knows.
Okay. All right. Well, have fun, guys.
You and your mom are drunk at the mall?
Not my mom.
Huh?
Just me.
You don't have, you don't,
I like that.
You don't have the credit card, me. Do you?
Yes.
Oh, it's a wrap.
No, I don't actually. I have your bank card though. Same thing. Okay, bye.
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 Take care.
Bro. We just had a conversation about how great it is to be in a committed relationship. There's some downfalls to the committed relationship. Baby, I'm drunk at the mall with your card.
Yeah, no, you frontin', Doc. She's drunk at the mall having a great time. Maybe it's with your card. But she buying you shit.
With my money, nigga. That's not at, like she out like, oh.
At least she's not buying herself shit. Like,
no, she is, bro. But she's buying me shit because I said, if you're at the
at
mall,
at least you're getting something. Get it'd be that different if it's like, hey, suit. I just came home and I bought some shit with your card. You didn't get shit.
Oh, no, I don't got. It's not like I'm with Ginger Rothstein. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to ace me. You know what I'm saying? If you
I wonder it, how many people know that reference.
The Ginger Rothstein? I don't know. Not too much. That's my favorite alt movie of all time.
They swear to God.
Swear to God. That's my number one movie. After that is Goodfellas.
Thank you. Because you know how many times I have this fucking beef with people?
Hmm.
Everyone says Goodfellas is better than Casino, and it's not.
No, it's not. It's a very, 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 very close second.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so first of all, okay, so Grammys, I feel like this is a conversation. We'll continue this conversation over social media because I feel like we agree, but not fully.
I think I agree with you fully. There's nothing I disagree with you. True. I just...
There's some nuances to...
I just add on to, like, yeah. I understand why these artists would have this angst towards the organization.
Wanting that recognition from them.
Because they are building the entire platform on which this organization gets their credibility from.
And I feel...
The Grammys are judging music, but they're judging...
The mic.
The Grammys are judging popular music.
Yeah.
And popular music is black music.
Right.
And when you have an artist like The Weeknd. No, let's be real.
No, I'm listening. Hip-hop, I have the headphones on.
Hip-hop is pop music right now.
Hip-hop has always been pop music.
Not always, but it's solidified.
Well, pop isn't popular. Yes.
So it's solidified right. itself as what is pop music right now.
Yeah.
And then you have a nigga like The Weeknd who has the number one single on the planet.
Right.
How the fuck is he not even... Fuck it. Let's say he doesn't win. Mm-hmm. How is he not nominated?
Because the Grammys are disconnected from our culture. Number one. Number two.
Even if they're disconnected from our culture.
Right. From the culture. From their culture.
Their culture still has to be what is popular music.
Their culture is still francophones and... Not francophones, my bad. Whatever that fucking instrument is, and bassoons.
It doesn't matter. They still look at the charts, right?
I don't know.
There's no way they can look and be like, how can they look at the charts and be like, okay, who has the number one single right now? Oh, that nigga?
But who is keep white mind, and
they
acceptable?
They had the audacity to invite him to perform.
Right.
You're relevant enough that you put on a good show at our show.
You feel like, I feel like you're more upset in this than he is.
No, I'm not. He's pissed. I'm angry. He's pissed.
It's a... Only a few of y'all.
Shout out to Elangelo, because Elangelo is my boy.
That shit. Only a few of y'all know the difference between pissed and angry. But I feel like this is a slave American black mentality.
And that where he's not even
you
American.
Don't, he's not American, but at the end of the day, none of us are American. But a lot of us, light skinned niggas that look like we're Scotian. We still have, being in Canada, you still have that American mentality because you were molded more by, you have a lot of Canadian molding, but you're molded a lot by American music and American culture. And white acceptance feels like the equivalent to, of black excellence. That's not our fault. It's something, she's texting me now. She just called me and I told her what I was doing. What the fuck is this?
Well, she said she was drunk, so.
Never too much. Get the what? Rick and Morty? No. What the hold on for a second. I like Rick and Morty, but I'm not wearing a Rick and Morty sweatshirt. Hold on.
But yeah,
babe, just get the go to Champs and get the damn gray sweatsuit like that matches my sweatshirt. I don't Rick and Morty never too much. Novelty shits. I love you to death, but just get the damn Champion sweatsuit. No to both. Champion sweatsuit. Ray, love you.
It's a champion shit to get your nip, not
champion gear that we rock to get your poo snapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but to me, it really feels like it's people equating black excellence or just excellence in general to white acceptance, and it goes back to not really rich until we're white people rich. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, there's nothing I disagree with you.
Mm.
You're 100% right. We should not want their acceptance.
Right.
But when they're judging our shit, we should correct them.
For how long, though? We've been correcting them since
forever. 1990. You have to correct them. You have to correct. When somebody says some shit and it's wrong, you have to tell them you're wrong.
If somebody says some shit and they're wrong, and after 10 years of them being wrong, are you going to still be like, you wrong? Or are you just going to let motherfuckers be wrong?
You don't have to care. I'm not saying you have to cry about it, but when they're like, "Oh, by the way, Macklemore is a much better rapper than this how do you say this? Kendrick Lamar?"
Right.
You'd be like, "Yeah, bitch, you wrong."
But how many times do we have to tell somebody that they're
every
wrong?
Every time. Every time they're wrong, you tell them they're wrong.
But then just say before the Grammys drop, "You're wrong."
You're wrong. But they might get it right, and then you tell them that they got it right. But every time they get it wrong, you tell them they're wrong.
But no, why? That makes sense, but it doesn't make any sense. To me, it's
you
like,
tell
yo,
them they're right,
if
then
you're
they
wrong after a specific period of time, I'm just going to let you live in your world and be wrong.
That's not true, because you know what? Eventually, they started putting that hip-hop shit on TV because enough niggas said, nigga, you wrong.
No. Because enough niggas said, we're not going to say shit and we're just not going to involve ourselves with your shit.
Yeah. It's
niggas didn't come out and say, you're wrong. Niggas just said, niggas came out and said, we're not going to be a part of it. Do your thing. Be by yourself.
Basically, they spoke without speaking. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
You got it.
Which is what The Weeknd and everybody else should do.
Yeah. I'm not mad at him for complaining about it. I think they fucked up, and I think.
Are you surprised that the Grammys fucked up?
No, I've seen them fuck up worse.
All the time.
So it's not like I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe this happened. It's just like, y'all did that again. But stop playing with us, though.
So instead of telling them to stop playing with us, why don't we just stop playing with them? Stop submitting your shit.
We just got to remember.
Could you imagine the Grammys with no hip hop influence? You ever been to a church that had no black influence?
Keep it back in mind. If you think who do you think of when you think of Grammy domination?
Michael Jackson.
And who's next?
Drake.
Heard.
I remember Drake came into the... And Lauryn Hill.
I don't even know what Drake's numbers are at the Grammys, but you're probably right.
Yeah, and I remember Lauryn Hill's picture with like a whole gang of Grammys for Miseducation.
Yeah, you know who I think of, though? It's like... I remember Kanye had a song called Grammy Family.
Oh, yeah, because he had a bunch, yeah.
But him and Jay-Z's cleaned up the Grammys.
Right. I remember that.
I don't know who else is... To me, it's like Michael Jackson. Like, it's Michael Jackson, Drake, like... Niggas but, own that shit. Like, I can't think of a white artist... No,
niggas don't own that shit. But niggas...
Yo, I can't think of a white artist that's...
That cleaned.
That goes to the Grammys and just fucking cleans up.
But... Bro,
and I could be crazy, but like,
but it's one of those things where it's like niggas own that shit, but we didn't. White people own that shit. We just got a bunch of carrots.
Literally, they own that shit. But I'm just saying, like,
we got a bunch of carrots and felt good about it.
What other artists can go to the Grammys and just eat that shit up? Like, just.
But then it's like, who cares? Apart from, it's like, if you go to your homeboy's house and this homeboy has a fucking Rembrandt in his living room, you didn't care when you didn't know. You hardly care when you see it. This is for him to posture to white people. That's what a Grammy is. Nobody in your culture or who consumes your culture gives a fuck about your Grammy because they're the ones that bought your album, follow you on Twitter, push your shit, love your shit. That's that cult following. That's the things where it's like a lot of the best movies don't have any outskirts because they have a cult following.
Like I said, I agree with you.
Mm.
But we're not Grammy caliber artists.
No. So no. We are, but we don't have the facilities.
We don't have the accolades to merit like the association. Mm. But when I think of people like The Weeknd, Drake, not like people that have devoted their entire lives to making music at the highest level, and the entire world tells you, you made the greatest song this year, and the loudest opinion in the room stuffs it off like it doesn't fucking matter, whether or not they're valid, you have to tell them they're wrong.
I agree with you on that.
You know what I mean? Like let's say me, you, Idol, and a couple other niggas in the room, and someone drops a fucking hot 16, and everyone in the room knows that's the hottest 16 bars I've ever heard in my fucking life. And the loudest nigga in the room says, "I don't like it."
Right. So then everybody agrees with them. But okay,
the person
so
that wrote that 16 should be able to be like, "You're fucking nuts,
right?
You're crazy. The entire world loves my shit, and you're the only dummy pretending like it doesn't matter." And then they can walk away. They don't need to cry about it.
But they still will.
But they will. I get it. So, I get it. But they should be able to say that, and that's why I feel like The Weeknd has every right to be like, "Fuck y'all. Y'all are nuts. Y'all are crazy. Shut up."
And in conclusion, like, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. But in conclusion, I have to say the loudest nigga in the room is only loud when people are listening to him and giving validity behind his points. The Grammys have.
Yeah.
And as soon as you get the main influence in the culture that the loudest nigga has an opinion on to ignore that loudest nigga will be quiet and will continue to be loud in whatever he has. It will take years, but whatever. That's a Grammy thing. We
talked about that a lot. Yeah.
We stopped a couple of conversations that I can't remember to get back to the Grammy.
That was the minor part of my...
Yeah, it was.
I didn't even want to talk about it. I thought that was like a small thing. I didn't think
it was.
But back to
well, we ain't got time to get back to nothing.
My favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, your favorite movies of all time. Quick.
So my number one movie for
rewatch value?
Yeah.
Heat.
Heat's good. I like
Heat. He's like the number one movie I could watch again and again and again and again and again. The number one movie ever. But it's only great the first time you watch it.
Right.
Usual Suspects.
Usual Suspect is crazy because the first time you watch it, when that twist hits you.
Yeah. And you like, can watch it again and it's great, but like that twist will never
that
hit
twist
you again.
That twist fucks you up. Yeah.
But you just, you can't watch that twist the second time and be like, oh my God.
It's yeah, exactly.
Kaiser Sose. No, you. The first time you're like, yeah. Oh shit! Then after that,
first
you're
time
like,
you're stunned, but the second time
second
you watch
time
it,
you're going
then
back
you start
and you're watching
going
all
back
the
and
nuances
you're watching
and like finding out like everything that like yeah. Oh shit! I missed that! I missed that! I missed that! I missed that! It, like the third, fourth time, but like after a while, you're like, okay, just
I just like the movie. Like, yeah. I'm just gonna watch it. I'm not analyzing shit.
But yeah, so to me, it's like Heat, Casino, Usual Suspects. Those are the best movies of all time. Casino's my favorite movie of all time. Heat's my favorite movie to. Sorry. Usual Suspects is the best ending of ever of any movie.
Yeah, hold on. Gabby. Uh-huh. I'm in the middle of a podcast, baby. Can I call you back in 5 minutes?
Okay.
Okay. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Are you at grandma's right now?
I'm here.
What?
One question.
What's up? Let me call. I don't know, baby. I'm still at home. I'll call you back in 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Love you. Bye.
That's cute.
And that was my 7-year-old wondering when the fuck am I going to go and pick her up. I agree with that. My top, like, Casino is, like, my all-time favorite movie.
Yeah.
As far as, like, favorite twist-wise movies... I'd have to say it's the twist wise movies is a toss up between Memento.
Did Memento have a twist?
Yeah, it kind of did because the twist was at the end, he was just being used to kill a bunch of people for the other dude. And he just kept telling, like, I think there's like a whole history of dudes that he's killed that he was just told that's the dude that killed your wife.
Yeah.
So you can kind of take that. To however long the history is on that, like you can
Memento's
be like, "Oh,
a brilliant movie though." That
yeah, Memento was crazy. I watched it high once and I had to watch
Nas's,
it.
That reminds me of Nas's Rewind song.
Rewind, yeah. The bullet like, goes back into the gun. Then
you're
yeah.
just like, "Yo, whoever created like that's the most obscure storyline to even come up with. Like yeah. It's nuts."
Next one, Menace to Society. That's one of my rewatches.
That sounds like some cultural.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. It's not a great movie,
no,
but it's
but
just
that's like,
enjoyable.
Yeah. That's like how motherfuckers have Scarface. Scarface is a horrible movie. They just love the movie. Mm. But my number one go-to always rewatch every year, because there'll be like a whole year I didn't watch Goodfellas or something like that, right? But actually, no. Goodfellas, I watch like every 3 months, like all the time.
Every
3 to 4 months, like I'll be like, oh, there's nothing on TV. Let me just Goodfellas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But my number one always rewatch every single year like clockwork, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I love me some Griswolds. Every Christmas I watch that shit.
Crazy.
It's that and then Die Hard, right? And there'll be some years I don't watch Die Hard. But yeah, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation has been my go-to. That's like, I remember watching that with my dad drinking eggnog and my dad losing his shit. Like it was the funniest shit in the world. You know what I'm saying? And then the older I got, the more jokes I would get from that show.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So National Lampoon. I love me some fucking National Lampoons and I love me some Griswolds.
Crazy. You know, other than Heat, I think Heat's probably like the number one movie I watched again and again and again. But more than that, because I grew up in an era where we didn't have Netflix.
Right.
And we got the movie Three Ninjas.
Ha! Yes. Three Ninjas. Strike back. Three Ninjas.
And
yeah.
I watched that movie
three times
a day.
Colt, Donnie, and...
Like Bam Bam?
Bam Bam or something like that.
But I watched that movie 3 times a day for a good 6 months.
Three fucking ninjas, bro. That
yo,
brings me back.
Literally, I didn't have cable, and I told you, I you know why I don't play video games?
Because of three ninjas.
By the time
I could afford a video game, niggas was way past me.
So by the time I got Nintendo, niggas had Dreamcast.
Nintendo? Nigga, I had Atari in 1998. Atari.
Wow.
Atari. So when these niggas was playing Nintendo, I was playing the Atari. So I have no idea. Dude, I have no idea what video games are about. So I was at the crib watching fucking Three Ninjas all day every
Three
day.
Three Ninjas Strike Back. That's what we have for today. We hit the end. That was a Grammy. I think the name of the show is going to be Grammy Family. We had a couple.
What else was on there? I
just yours was... Nah, nigga, that's all you had.
Just the Grammys?
That's not Grammy nomination.
And?
That's it. Grammy nominations for Rap Album of the Year, Weekend Salty. He has the number one song this year and no Grammy.
That's it.
That's it, nigga. Why would I lie? Why the fuck would I lie, nigga? Nigga, you have... Where can they find you, nigga?
In hell.
Wow, bro.
Hold on, what did you put?
I have Netflix pulls the Chappelle Soul because he asked. West Side Gun leaves Shady Records. And Roy Jones versus Tyson. Real quick, Roy Jones or Tyson? All right, cool. Where can they find you, nigga?
In hell.
At J Thaddeus Music, this nigga's drunk. This nigga's fucking drunk.
Dot hell.
You can find me at I Am Will Hayes on all platforms.
Dot hell.
Dot Hayes or something. I want all the smoke podcast.com.
Dot hell.
Underscore I want all the smoke on Instagram.
Underscore.
All the smoke pod on Twitter.
I smoke hell.
You do what? And with that, we out this motherfucker.
Hell.
This nigga.
You think this is a game? This ain't a game. This is real life. I want all the smoke. The podcast that ain't afraid to speak the truth, motherfuckers.